Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, hope everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome to GG Over Easy, episode 64. In today's episode, well, as you know, Game Awards just finished, and in a recent episode, we made some predictions. So we cross-examine those, see who won the prediction award, I guess, according to who actually won, our thoughts on that, as well as a ton of other stuff that was revealed at the Game Awards, like some new games, some new announcements. We talk about, obviously, Cyberpunk. It's out. I'm the only one that played it, but I give you no spoilers, but I give you kind of run through of what I've experienced so far, kind of my rough score and what I'm thinking about it right now, but there's still a lot to be played. We answer some Patreon questions. We do what we got to do just like we do every time, and hopefully you do your job, which is rate us 27 stars. And more importantly, just enjoy yourself, watch, and or listen.
And watching.
Or both. So, thank you very much. Enjoy this episode. Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. It's Sunday, and it's a Sunday we didn't skip. Which, to be fair, obviously, hey. Thanksgiving. Last one was a day late. We explained it. We have been consistent for over a year now, all right? It's been like 4 weekends.
Where hey, I don't tell think me about how Entash's podcast is going. Are they still uploading?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are? I had no idea.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, Rob, yeah. You got called out.
Hey, I'll send some shots to podcasts, all right?
Yeah, real gamer hours, more like real gamer snoozing hours. Got him. Easy. Thank you. Been waiting
played
on
that real gamer hours.
Been sitting on that one for a while. Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 64.
And we're that old.
I know.
My favorite prime number, by the way.
Okay.
You didn't know that about me?
No, I just thought that was yeah. Like,
I don't even know if that's a prime number. I think it's just funny.
Like, okay.
I totally forgot what the rule of a prime number actually is.
It's are you kidding? I'm not even going to answer that.
What is a prime number then? I don't think Christian knows either.
It's
I'll turn on my lights.
What should we call it? It's a number that all I know is if a number times itself is whatever, that's a prime number.
Oh, so 64 is a prime number because 9 times 9 is not 64. Never mind. 8 times
yeah,
8.
I was going to say, 8 times 8. That's what I think a prime number is. I don't know. Am I wrong, Blue?
You guys want to know the coolest hack? If you do like 9 times 2, for example, and you don't know what that is.
I think
is,
everybody
you go,
knows that.
You do that, and then you count these, and then like, that's the one, and this is 18. We like that. That's a little fun math hack for all you kids out there who don't know multiplication.
A prime number is a natural number, whatever that means, greater than 1, that is not a product of 2 smaller natural numbers. A natural number greater than 1 that is not prime is called a composite number. For example,
I'm already confused.
Oh, I guess not, because 5 is prime, because the only ways of writing it as a product, 1 times 5 or 5 times 1, involve 5 itself. However, four is a composite because it is a product of 2 times 2, in which both numbers are smaller than 4. Primes are central in number theory, but yeah.
Basically, so, okay. An easy way to remember is that prime numbers are indivisible.
By liberty and justice for all?
Yes, Rob.
Okay.
Indivisible by whole numbers, I guess, is essentially a thing. So 64 would not be a prime number.
They're down with the American Revolution. That's tight. Thanks, prime numbers.
So what are numbers?
What's not a natural number? That's my question. Like,
I'm assuming like natural number numbers. Is something that's not like a whole number. I'm assuming. So like 1.013. I don't know. Maybe that's not a natural number. I don't know. Let me look it up. In mathematics, the natural numbers are those used for counting. Oh, okay. Yeah.
When's the last time you guys actually like filled out a math sheet? Like actually like someone gave you some math homework and you filled it out and did like an equation on a sheet of paper.
At this point, so 7 years ago, probably.
7 years ago was your last math class. That sounds about stats, right for me too.
And it was terrible.
Oh, you had to take statistics. You actually got to the point where you took statistics.
Well, yeah. Well, because AP statistics in high school. And I had a boner fart for a teacher, so I didn't get points. So I had to redo it anyway. Stupid.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, when we got to our senior year, the JTC course, where you didn't have to take stats, was like, hey, you should take stats now. And then I remember my senior year, I was like, I'm going to have to take stats. Like, I'm going to Twitch stream.
Do this. I'm out. Yeah, I guess I've never, maybe once upon a time, I learned what prime numbers were, but.
Oh, dude, try like. Forever go for me. Like, I
clearly just didn't stick with me. I just thought it was
math too, so I couldn't.
But that stuck with you though. Like what a prime number is for some reason.
Okay. It's different.
Yeah, I guess like one math term that sticks with me is a parabola. That's like for some reason in geometry where it got to the point where where you had to have a graphing calculator or whatever, and it was like. I hated that, dude. Like, that was the worst, like, kind of... Like, what kind of chart do you have? A parabola?
Make sure you get the Texas Instruments TI-83, all right? And if it's not, you got to go get one.
You can't take the course.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Like, you need like $400 calculator. I'm like, what? Can't just use anything else?
Nope.
Stupid. But yeah, can't remember... So I think it's
we said episode 64 and I said my favorite prime number.
Yeah. But point is
we've now
if you want to learn about math, you're at the wrong podcast. Hopefully 64 episodes in you would have figured that out by now. I
teach you a little hack though about numbers times 9.
Okay, but we all learned that in kindergarten.
I didn't till like high school. Yeah, for real. Blew my mind. I was like, man, I wish I knew that.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, you can't count higher than 10 with your fingers?
No. Anyway, in today's episode, lots of stuff. The Game Awards just wrapped up. And if you guys remember, 2 episodes ago, we made our predictions. So we're going to fact check them. See who was right, who was wrong, and determine the results there. Not to mention, it happened. And we've had it now. The world has had it now. Cyberpunk 2077 for a couple days. We'll touch on that. How the world's dealing with that. What the landscape of it. What do I think? All that kind of stuff. Because I think I'm the only one that's played it here, I assume.
Mm-hmm. I think I watched you play it for like 30 minutes, though.
Blue, you haven't played it, have you?
I was going to watch you play it. And then I was like, no, I can't. I have to hold off.
And then he didn't.
Have you played it at all?
I haven't played it at all. 5.4 just came out, so
that's right. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about the new Final Fantasy update that just came out.
Grinded Final Fantasy.
We'll keep it short.
And whatever else comes along our way, as per usual. Right.
So what did? So what won at the game? Do you have the winners list? I have what we guessed.
I have the winners. Start from bottom. Best esports team.
Okay. So best esports team. Blue went with Team Secret. You were Damwon, and I was Shock.
We were all wrong. G2 Esports.
G2 Esports. Congratulations.
Congrats. Esports. The European All-Stars.
What did G2 Esports win? Are they just good at a lot of things?
Well, ironically, they didn't win anything this year.
They're good at CS, but like,
I mean, they won the European. Well, they're specifically talking about the League of Legends one. They won the European split, but like,
nothing
out of all the ones.
Worlds.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Congrats, G2.
Congrats, G2. We know you're big viewers of the show. Congratulations.
Next up, we had best esports host.
Yeah.
Oh.
Blue had Golden Boy. Mr. Fruit had Dash. And I, too, had Golden Boy. What were the results?
We're all wrong. It was Shox. Although I did say Shox. I remember. Well, because it was like, she's just another League of Legends. Mm-hmm. But she won. So congrats.
Congratulations, Shox. Best esports host. And then we got best esports game. Blue went with Fortnite. Christian went with League of Legends. And I went with CSGO.
Put a point down for me, League of Legends, baby.
At least we get a point. At least we get a point.
Well, I'll tell you this. The later ones, I'm not getting many. Because we'll talk about
that. Did you keep track? Like,
well, no, I just know some of the couple last ones. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Okay.
Best esports event.
Best.
Blue picked Call of Duty. I picked Worlds, and Mr. Fruit picked Worlds.
Put a point down for Rob and I. League of Legends Worlds 2020.
Take that, Call of Duty. See, sometimes League of Legends is just so popular, you just kind of have to know that's what they're getting. All right, the esports coach, we all picked Krusty.
Nope. That was a Krusty vote. It was Zonic. Danny Zonic Sorensen.
I still think it's Krusty.
Stop the count.
I don't even know what Krusty coached, but...
I don't even know what Zonic did, but... best esports athlete.
This was sick because Stephen A. said the names, which I thought was really cool. Like, he was the one who presented it. He was like, and he still did like a diss to the Cowboys, which I'm sure went over the head of
everybody's
like
90%
of like why is he bringing up Cowboys?
Yeah.
Red Dead? We had esports athlete Crimsix, showmaker for Mr. Fruit. Blue was Crimsix, and I voted for Zywoo.
Put another one down for me, baby. Showmaker.
Oh.
Dude, is Mr. Fruit tuned into the esports scene?
Hey. Yeah, you are pretty tuned in.
Out of the esports, I got... it's literally because... Okay, out of all the esports... Okay, five out of the six involved League.
Yeah. Their scene is just crazy. And like the CS scene is so dead nowadays. And the Destiny scene, dead nowadays.
Content creator of the year. I can't believe it. I was a last minute nominee. And
you missed one.
I didn't.
You missed one. Yeah, best debut game. That's what I have next after athlete.
Okay, let me find that.
We got it all right, though. I remember what it was.
Oh, yeah. Best debut game.
Phasmophobia.
We all got that one.
We all got that. We all liked it. It was fun.
The best game was indeed Phasmophobia.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, now content creator of the year.
Who do we have?
Blue Westlow was Elena Pierce. Fruit was Nick Merckx, and I was Tim the Tatman.
And we were all wrong. It was Valkyrie.
Congratulations, Valkyrie.
Congratulations. One
she
person
has a really
tweeted
nice
me.
Mic. I need to figure out what mic she has. That's like what I took away from an interview. I was like, that's a really nice microphone. Like, I need that.
One person tweeted me after that, like, yo, you weren't nominated, but you were my content creator. And I was like, thanks, dude.
That's aww, nice, dude. That's love. Nice. See, that's like what you need right there. You know what I mean?
And you're a subscriber of the year, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Best multiplayer. Blue had Among Us, Mr. Fruit had Among Us, and I too had Among Us.
Come on. Like, we all knew.
Turns out we all knew correctly.
Do you think we're going to see a shift now? Like, in terms of like this party kind of game, like coming into like the forefront, or like people trying to make this not so much like a super intuitive game, but just have the interaction between people be the game or something like that?
No idea. I still think it'll mainly be dictated by indie game studios. Because, like, what are you even going to do with like a 300 person studio, right? For like a game like that. Like, there's a reason like roguelites, for instance, or indie games, it's because like
you don't need 200 people.
Yeah, it's kind of the same scale and like kind of how the genre is. Like they could do that, but like the only thing I could think of is like, let's say we rewinded in time and a 300 person team did Fall Guys. Then it would just be a whole bunch more content, but really that's so about sick. It. Okay, next up, I think we have best sports and racing.
Hold on, real quick. I think here's my 2021 prediction. We will see a Mario Party game with online because of like this kind of craze.
Man,
I think
Nintendo has been hot lately.
No, they see this happening and they see this like party type thing and they're like, we need to jump on this.
Where have you been the past week and a half, two weeks?
I get it. Nintendo is L after L after L. All right. Okay, wait. By the way, can we just talk about that reveal last night? That was sick.
Yes,
Sephiroth. I hate Nintendo, but yo.
I know. Sephiroth's reveal was sick, but you are very positive
about Nintendo, and I like seeing it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm trying to see. Like, well, okay. First of all, when the Game Awards started, and I was streaming it, and like I knew the Smash thing was coming. I was like thinking to myself, like I was like, man, free Melee. I'm not going to give this corporation the reaction that they want, you know, I'm not going to give that to them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like watching, I'm like Kingdom King. I'm like, it's like, is that Sora? And then I saw that here. I was like, no way. I was so hyped, dude. That was so sick. I'm all about it. I'll be in Smash next week. And then it said December, 2020. Yes.
You're the problem.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but you popped off too, didn't you, Mr.
You popped off.
I didn't even see it.
It is
a dope trailer too. Dude.
I was all with it. I was like, free Melee. I'm not gonna give Nintendo. Yo, Sephiroth.
I was streaming Cyberpunk and I got off to go get dinner or something. I was like, I wonder what's going on in the Game Awards. And I just scroll and the thumbnail of it is like Sephiroth joins the battle. I'm like, wow, Sephiroth, huh?
Dude,
I still haven't seen the short, but apparently he killed Mario.
I'm gonna forgive Nintendo for a month, and then I'm gonna go back to free Melee.
Me too. That's what I was about to say. I was like, they're good. I was gonna give them like 2 weeks, bro, because like that reveal is the best reveal by far. I thought it was the best one by far, not even close.
I thought it was the best one. That they've ever done, to be honest.
And you're like, oh my god, I was literally sitting there. I was like, I'm watching an anime right now. Like, I was like, this needs to be made into like an anime. It was sick.
I was in Discord with the homies and Dork just popped the F off. I've never heard Dork that excited in my life.
I should have recorded it.
I should record. Sammy wasn't there, so we didn't get to record it, but everyone popped off. It was tight.
That's funny. Is Sammy like the Fed? Sammy always has shadow play going on just in case, you know?
Yeah,
like,
Sammy is the police.
Sammy's the feds. Always has the wire on him. He's alt Z away.
Oh man, I popped off so hard. I felt bad.
I felt bad,
but at the same time, it's like,
yeah.
Yo, it's Sephiroth. Like, free Melee can wait.
Yeah, like, because I was really like, I'm not going to give them the reaction that, like, Nintendo wants. And
Melee can wait. Sephiroth is tight.
He was sick. I will still be back.
I haven't seen gameplay or the trailer. I need to.
You do. You really do. It's pretty cool.
I was just so surprised because I know how hard it was for them to just get, like, Cloud and how much a hassle it was. So I was like,
I didn't even think about him. Yeah, didn't even think about it.
I thought it was Virgil for a sec, and I was like, oh, Virgil would be sick. And then it was Sephiroth, and I pooped.
Yeah, I just heard his like theme, and I went, no way. And then like I just thought about the Cloud like rivalry, too. Oh, it's sick. The One Winged Angel dude is here. I've never played Final Fantasy. I just know him from Kingdom Hearts.
Like, but he's just so sick. Like, you know who he is regardless. Oh,
he's like the coolest boss in Kingdom Hearts, too. He's like the secret side boss you can fight, and he, like, in Kingdom Hearts, they have a bar of health, and then they'll have like a little dot to show indicate how many bars of health they had. He had like a bar and then like little 20 dots underneath them. So he always had like 20 bars of health. And you're like, how do I beat this guy? And then I remember grinding all the way to level 99 for like 6 days straight. And then I finally beat him. And then I was like, now what do I do?
and all right.
I thought he was like a Kingdom Hearts character. I had no idea to like, years later, he was like it was a lot like Yuffie, all them. I thought those were all Kingdom Hearts characters, And then someone, I think, told me that. No, they're from like Final Fantasy.
That's funny. But yeah, I know a lot of people are excited about that.
And you're not.
I mean, yeah.
Who would
I guess.
Rather have?
I mean, it's cool.
He wants
honestly.
Goku.
Yeah, probably the only one I would have popped off for was like Goku.
That where you forget about free melee.
Yeah. It's just like I think about, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can't wait to not see them in tournaments and with working about, internet like, and can't watch my Mango's retiring. It's like, what's the point anymore?
I think that was cap because he it lost like a. I think he lost thousands of dollars to Zane that night. That's what Dallas told me.
Yeah, well,
Dallas
it doesn't matter.
Dallas is an incredible melee source.
I wouldn't doubt him, though. It's like, bro, I love watching
Yeah,
melee.
I wouldn't either.
Free melee. Anyway.
Melee can wait.
What's weird is, like, CSGO is, like, my favorite esports, and then probably, like, Melee second, and both of them are just in probably the worst states they have ever been in. And it's like, am I the problem? You know, I loved Halo and now that's dead. You know, yeah, now I guess CSGO and I guess it's Melee's turn.
Hey, Halo did release that new article, though, pretty much saying like, yo, fall 2021. Yeah, like that's when you're going to have to wait. And
I was surprised it was pushed back that far. Like, I feel
they
like
showed some like some stills for multiplayer. Looks cool. We'll see.
They did it right, though. They're like, hey, here's all this stuff a day before Cyberpunk comes out, so people aren't like, delayed till fall 2021, Halo? What? Like, they totally
Although,
did it right.
I mean, that's... I kind of just assumed that when they said it was delayed. Because I was like, thinking, I don't know when else they would really... Like, that's
see, I was thinking
your
like
blockbuster.
Summer. Like, I was thinking summer blockbuster. Like,
I don't know.
But they showed some cool stuff, and they said esports is, like, a big part of their future, which...
Yeah, we'll
We've
see.
Heard that before. We'll see.
I'll catch them at I'll catch them at the La Quinta Inn for the World Championships down the road.
La Quinta, dude, they can't even fill that, bro. Catch us at the Four Seasons landscape, dog.
Like, local taco shop down the street, Halo World Championships.
Like one of those balloons where they couldn't afford the helium, so it's just like getting dragged by the wind.
Yo, we got the lantern here next to the food truck.
That real picture is legit.
So sad.
One of the most depressing pictures I've ever seen.
How the mighty
world.
Have fallen, man. And again, don't think we're hating. Like Rob and I literally grew up on Halo esports.
I breathe, eat, and sleep Halo, man. Like.
So we want to see it succeed. It's just like, for me, it's like Nintendo at this point. Like, I've been burned so many times. Like, I know better. Like, I'm not going to get my hopes up. If it surprises me, cool. But,
yeah.
Like, kind of like Blue and I with Pokemon. Like, my expectations at this point are like, bar none, because I've seen year after year after year.
Are you talking just game wise? Are you talking just in every genre of like trading card, every kind of thing of Pokemon? Or just specifically the games.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
it's just the main line. Like, I know I know how not to get disappointed anymore.
Yeah,
and it's like just don't expect that much.
So,
Crown Tundra was tight though.
Yeah, I'd say that. But next up, what we have?
Best sports racing. Blue had Dirt 5. Mr. Fruit had F1 2020, and I had Tony Hawk. You did not believe. Let's
I was like,
go.
At least there's a new game. That's a remaster, but yeah, well, it won. So
it is a new game. Final Fantasy was like on there. So like,
okay, well, if you've played Final Fantasy VII Remake, you know it's a different game. It starts the same, but it's different.
I know it's not like turn based or anything like that anymore.
Well, not only that, but literally the story. Like
the story takes like a weird 180. Okay. I love it.
Because I watched the ending. I was like, I just like watched all the cinematics and I'm like, that's like they literally.
I did not know that.
The best way to put it is like this one is in like an alternate dimension. It's like an alternate timeline almost.
So it's like weird. An anime movie, like Final Fantasy VII, like the original one is like the anime seasons, and this is like the movie.
Like, well, because like this was part one or whatever, so I was like, they're just slowly gonna roll out the entire last game. Okay, whatever. But at the end of the last one, you realize, oh wait. Whatever
it's
else is coming,
sequel,
yeah, it's just they'll have the same characters, but that's it. That's the only result.
But it won't be Final Fantasy VIII.
No, it's
still
seven. It's like, okay, so it's like it's like the PS1 7, right? Like, it's a game. Don't get me wrong, it's a great game.
Same world, but, like, they took, same like, characters.
They took, like, an Etch-a-Sketch and turned it into, like, a straight-up full-on painting. Like, that's what they took. There's just so much to 7 Remake.
That, like, is part 2 come out?
Oh, Lord only knows. The best way I could say is, like, let's say I give you a burger and I made it, right? Like, this is my burger. You go, cool, okay, you take the patty. You're like, well, this is Christian's burger. And then you put the rest of the burger on it. That's essentially what they did. They took the meat of it, like the characters, the world.
The most important part of, like, the burger.
Yeah, and some of the story. And then they're like, okay, cool, now we're going to do whatever we want with it.
And yeah, that's like, what they did. Like, story-wise, it was like, here's an extra patty and cheese and all the other toppings.
Interesting.
Animal style.
So when you say part two, I was just like, oh, in a year, they'll, like, finish that story. You're thinking, like,
that's what
5
I thought.
Years. Oh, are you
well, I'm just saying it'll be a while just because of how long it took them to even get this one out the door. Because it was announced, what, like, 2015 or something?
Does Final Fantasy not go like that? So, like, when Final Fantasy VII is over and Final Fantasy VIII comes out, is it not, like, a continuous story? You know what I mean? Like,
they're all different.
Oh, okay. They just take place, like, in the same universe or something?
I don't think so. Some of them are just wild.
It sounds like it's, like, super convoluted and confusing, like Kingdom Hearts is.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Speaking of crazy and convoluted,
The Last of Us Part 2.
No, not yet. But not yet.
Okay, sorry.
They confirmed that one guy to come back as Doc Ock in Spider-Man.
Oh yeah,
dude, Spider-Man 3's cast.
Yeah, now at this point, it's like
Tom Holland's gonna be a supporting character in his own movie.
I'm gonna see, and this is the problem. I think people are thinking, like, you're gonna see Tobey Maguire slinging it, and and, like, I don't think that's gonna happen. I think it's like a short cameo. I think it's gonna be like, and they, you know, run what? In like,
I'll eat it up.
Huh?
I'll eat it up. Even if it's just a little short cameo.
No, but, like, but I think people are gonna be really disappointed by seeing just, like, as like, wait, you're Spider-Man, and, like, maybe they have, like, some sort of sequence together. But I think people are expecting, like, swinging together the whole movie and talking and drinking and stuff. Like, I think it's maybe max 10 minutes on the screen for
You know what I could see happening?
I prefer it that way personally.
Yeah. What I could see happening is there's this whole Spider-Verse thing, but he's essentially, something happens and now he's caught jumping in between worlds. And, like, let's say, for instance, he's like, he gets spotted and then suddenly he's in the middle of the Spider-Man 2 fight, like, scene of, like, Tobey Maguire fighting Doc Ock or something, you know? And he's like, oh, and then he, like, and he gets, like, sent to another one. That's my guess.
That would be perfect for me. Really cool. Because, like, too much of these guys
are coming back, you know?
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that just does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural
and instead of harmful chemicals, fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Too much, and then you have a whole movie with all of them. That's just too much. Like that's. I mean, the fan service would be tight, but like, there's a limit to how much fan service.
Now, my boy Toby's gonna come back and be like, "You're gonna remember why I'm the best Spider-Man."
No, he's not.
I hope they have a little callback too. God.
I hope he like walks by and like.
Yeah.
So, what is he?
That was me.
I just think people are expecting like way too much and just like this is gonna be like everybody's coming back, like it's gonna be some Smash Bros. I expect max 10 minutes from like Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, all of them.
10 more minutes. I'd ever get though.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing, like I'm down. I think that makes it better, but I think people are just, especially my circle of like casual fans who like are like, this is gonna be sickest movie ever.
Well, I saw a tweet like, okay, I haven't seen Spider-Man yet, so to catch up for this new Spider-Man 3, should I watch Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 2, 1, or 2? Which one do I need to watch?
That's funny. Poor I guess Spider-Man. Like we're on this kind of sides. Did you guys see like the new Star Wars like franchises that were announced and all that kind of stuff?
And Christian's come back as Darth Vader and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Ahsoka. Oh,
Ahsoka.
Yeah,
and they said it is from the Mandalorian like timeline.
Dope. Yeah, there's
she did an incredible job.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised too if it wasn't literally during like Mandalorian season 2. They're like, all right, guys, this is Disney Plus. Star Wars series.
Yeah. Like there were a lot of names that I didn't like. The Bad Batch. I read that as the Bad Bitch when I first.
Yeah, I did too.
I was like, "What is the Bad Bitch?" I was like, "Oh, Batch."
They announced Rogue Squadron.
Did they announce what we really truly want, Christian? You know what we really want. What is it? The Stormtroopers? Like, they made games on them. I made books.
Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Clone Command. Oh,
yeah.
No, that's the game. God, you're making me. You put me on the spot like this.
I'm just remembering, but I want that. Like, that's what I want more than anything. Like, that's the series I want.
What are those called?
I'd rather them all. That's what I'm going to say. Like, I don't know why you're having a brain fart. You say you stand.
That's why I can't do this, dude. Hold on.
Okay, I remember what it is now. I looked it up. You want me to tell you?
What is it?
Star Wars Republic Commando is like the game. Like that's like, but like whatever those dudes are, like that's what I want. They're like the Navy SEAL of like the Republic or something like that. That is like, I think the coolest series that they could do.
That'd be dumb. Now I want to look up, and it only shows me Mandalorian, like the show. So it's blanking my mind.
Oh, like all the names?
But I think it's the Republic Commando. Well, it's not quite a trilogy. There's more than that, but anyway.
Yeah, I know what the Republic Commando is. I know what you're like brain farting.
So they, Star Wars announced a bunch of stuff. We'll get to some of the announcements later.
There was Marvels too, right? Like there was a bunch of Marvel stuff that was announced too, I think, like shows.
Something, yeah. There's like new trailer. There's a new trailer for that WandaVision thing.
I think Loki's show got a trailer or like a teaser.
I don't know how I feel about all the Marvel shows, to be honest, right, just yet.
You don't think it works like Star Wars?
I mean, Star Wars hasn't really. Star Wars has had Mandalorian as far as I'm concerned.
I guess I say Mandalorian, but like.
The movies don't exist.
Episode 6, 7 do.
Okay, that's fair.
And 4 and 5
maybe 3
the end of 3.
All right, so anyway, Best sim slash strategy game.
We had Blue Westlow pick Flight Simulator, Mr. Fruit with Crusader King, and me with Flight Simulator.
And I was wrong. It was Flight Simulator.
Let's go. I'm literally dropping my old computer off to my dad so he can start building his flight simulator.
Oh.
Yeah, he's really excited about it. Everybody got him like Micro Center gift cards so he could get like piloting stuff. And so I'm going to like, and like he's going to try and build like an actual like cockpit. So like the monitors won't be in front of him. They'll like kind of be like on the side. So like how it is like when you actually kind of fly. So we're going to try and set him up with that.
But my pig ran.
Best family game. We had Blue Westlow with Mario Kart Live, Mr. Fruit with Fall Guys, and myself with Mario Kart Live, because I really want that toy. What one?
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Yeah.
Which, again,
I don't know why I didn't pick
doesn't
that.
Doesn't make sense.
It's really a family game.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense as a family game.
I mean, I guess it is, but like it's like a family game in a sense of like you can sit next to your mom while she makes her island.
I think family game. I think it's like give it to your kid and you know it's not your kid isn't shooting and whoring up the streets, you know?
Yeah. I guess there's a little
whoring up the streets.
Yeah, it's cyberpunk, you know.
I gave my kid cyberpunk and then
there's a clip of XQC like misclicking some dialogue scene. It is so funny.
I saw that same guy, he's like, you know what? I just walked away. I was like, I'm not making the same mistake. I'm out. Best fighting game.
Blue had Grand Blue, you had Grand Blue Fantasy, and I had EXE.
We are wrong.
We were all wrong.
Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate.
Even though that came out a long time ago. Yeah, that's the one where I'm like, what?
That doesn't really make sense to me. But then we have Best RPG.
Blue Final Fantasy, Fruit Final Fantasy, Rob Final Fantasy.
We're all right. It was Final Fantasy.
Everyone is surprised.
Best action adventure game.
Jesus Christ.
Blue had Tsushima, Mr. Fruit had Tsushima, and I had Star Wars.
And I'm so happy to say that Blue and I were definitely wrong. So were you, Rob. It was The Last of Us Part 2.
Dude, I've never seen better games get robbed so hard in that specific category. I would not classify Last of Us 2 as an action adventure.
I mean, there is action in the sense you're shooting things, but again, you're right. I wouldn't classify it as an. What would you classify it then, Blue? If it's not an action,
Ghost
adventure?
Tsushima is like just literally action adventure.
Yeah, I mean. I see why it won, you know, like Last of Us is a great action. I think it's an action game. You shoot shit, you know, you're running
it's
around,
an action
rolling around.
Game, but there's no adventure.
I would say adventure, you know, like there's no exploration. You know, you spawn in an area and you go linear. Like there's
I know many listeners are going to get tired of me this podcast, specifically Last of Us, but I'm just speaking the facts here.
You go on a linear adventure.
Yeah, you literally spawn in a linear, and then you finish that mission, and then you.
And
do
that's a linear one. Adventure, dude.
There's no exploration.
That is specifically why I was just like kind of a robbery because it's linear. You know what is what it is. You know what this is the least of my Last of Us bash wagon today. So let's just keep going.
Best action game.
Best action. Alex, Mr. Fruit had Hades, and Rob had Alex.
Mr. Fruit was right. It was Hades.
Mr. Fruit.
Rightfully deserved, too. Hades is fantastic. Off the top of it. Innovation and accessibility.
We had Blue with Assassin's Creed, Mr. Fruit with Hyper Dot, and Robert with Legion.
We are wrong. It was The Last of Us Part 2.
I do have to give that one to them because they have a lot of accessibility options.
I mean, I don't know the specifics, but I'm sure.
For VR, I think we all had Alex. I literally just had VR and it says Alex because I think we all knew.
The winner was, rightfully so, Half-Life Alex.
So tight. I'm not kidding you. Like, when you see the people riding with that marker and how like intuitive it is, It's even better when you actually get to like do it's weird. It's way better than the expo things we had in the classroom that they tried to use. It's crazy. It's so cool.
Best community support.
Destiny for Blue Westlow, Valorant for Mr. Fruit, and Rob also had Destiny.
We're all wrong. Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they have community support. I just thought of it more as like, you know, the
updates and stuff.
Twitter memes. But
oh, see, I thought of it as like updates and
well, that's that, what and like and I thought the whole kind of thing, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
They have a strong community.
Best mobile game. We all had Genshin here.
We all wrong. Among Us.
Which
I keep forgetting
cool.
Among Us is a mobile game, but I also thought I really thought Genshin would win it just purely on like just the technical achievement alone.
Yeah,
that's
like
what I would think too.
Genshin has literally like
doesn't look like a mobile game.
No, Genshin is the first game that made me think like I'm playing a console game on my controller.
On my phone.
So
yeah, not even like Call of Duty mobile, like none of those games. Fortnite mobile made you feel like that.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure there must have been different criteria how they looked at it. Who knows? I mean, Among Us still deserves it. It's a good game.
I've never played Among Us, like, you know, with people around you and you're all kind of like doing it like that. And then when a meeting's called, you talk around your group like that. And, you know, if someone's dead, they're just quiet and stuff. You know, that would actually be a ton of fun. Like at Fruit Summit, I think we should try and do something like that.
We should actually where we actually kill each other.
Yes.
We all murder each other.
Best debut game was Phasmophobia. Best indie game.
We have Blue with Hades, Mr. Fruit with Hades, and myself. Hades.
Ooh, let's go, Hades. One best indie game. Proud of it.
I'm surprised.
What do you think?
You were surprised?
No, that was a joke. I voted Hades.
Yeah, Hades.
But I thought you were like, you had a change of heart. I was like, what?
Best ongoing game. Blue Westlow with Fortnite, Mr. Fruit with Fortnite, and myself with Apex.
And we're all wrong and surprised, and so was the winner.
Oh,
No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was one of the best parts of the show.
That's hilarious.
I agree. And after that, I said I'm playing No Man's Sky this week. Or at some point next week, I am going to load up No Man's Sky.
Sean Murray's always sitting there
drunk.
Yeah, drinking like we didn't win. And he's like, what?
Hey guys.
That was so cool. Like super genuine, like true reaction. And it truly, and like the way he was like saying, like you could tell he didn't have anything written or like, and you could tell he was super passionate about it and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance. So at some point next week, I'm going to play No Man's Sky. Because if No Man's Sky came out the way, because I think No Man's Sky is how it's supposed to be when like it first came out. So everybody thought that was going to be the greatest game. So I'm going to try it out. It looks kind of fun.
So congrats, Sean Murray.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was really cool to see.
Games for Impact.
Blue, If Found, Mr. Fruit, Spirit Wafer, and myself, Through the Darkest of Times.
And unsurprisingly, we're all wrong. Tell me why.
We had a high percent chance of at least one of us being right. We could.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't manage. Well, because I think I was the only one that even played one on the whole list, and I just picked the one I'd played.
Yeah.
So it was just like a dartboard, like fa-donk.
Not only did you play it, they sponsored. We liked that.
Best performance.
Blue had Ashley Johnson, Mr. Fruit had Jin, and myself also had Ashley Johnson.
And incorrect. It was Laura Bailey for Abby in The Last of Us Part 2.
As much as I am on The Last of Us, I dislike it. I mean, the voice acting in that game was phenomenal.
Yeah, the acting in that, you cannot bash the acting or anything like that.
I knew it was going to be one of them. So
I can hate the character, you know, and all that, but I can't hate on the performance. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what I can already tell and hate on the acting for is Ark 2.
You're not a fan? Oh, Vin Diesel.
Really? Yeah, with Vin Diesel.
Dude, I thought it was, I legit, like the whole time I was like, oh, Vin Diesel's going to be Turok? And then I was like, oh, what?
That's what I thought it was too.
That was a meme.
And then like they looked at the gem and my whole chat was spamming, Ark, Pog.
Yeah, and apparently Ark is way more popular than I realized.
I like dinosaurs, so I'm surprised I've never really ever given it a chance, but we've never really ever made content on it. I think we've
I've done a few
videos.
Yeah, I've done a few. I don't think I've ever played with you guys.
Really?
But I do know.
Is that not the game where we like built a boat? What's that game where we like built a boat?
It's an arc like.
It was like we built, it was like we made a raft in like this like
sand thing. Yeah,
it didn't go more than 10 feet. Like
that was Spirit Oasis.
Oh, was it?
And also that came out like this year. Arc's been out for like 3 years, 4 years.
What am I thinking? That this is, we recorded, I felt like forever ago, but maybe it's one of those we always talk about it. Like that does not feel like we recorded that 6 years ago kind of thing.
All I remember is playing Ark, and it was just the buggiest, derpiest mess. And I was like, "There's whenever it came out," and then even like a year later, I was like, "This is still so scuffed," and apparently it's still just super popular. So I don't know. Maybe it's better now, because I do remember those people were then the people that made that pirate MMO that launched and that
just if you clicked like a secret menu, it just turned out to be like a reskin of Ark or something like that.
Yeah, that's how I know them. I don't even know what happened in that game. I don't even remember the name of that. That's probably for the best. Best audio design.
No, by the way, the Oasis game is not the game I'm thinking of, because that was like the game in the desert where it was like they like walked like insects. I'm thinking of one where we were like in a lake, we were building. Maybe I'm thinking of a different video. I don't know. This is just a long time ago.
It honestly sounds like several games we played.
I'm going to have to dig. I'm going to do some Mr. Fruit.
I mean,
Ark
would be like taming dinosaurs and riding dinosaurs. And...
Yeah. Which we definitely did not do.
I'll have to look. Best audio design. Blue had Tsushima, Mr. Fruit had Tsushima, and I had Doom.
We all wrong. The Last of Us Part 2.
What is
hardcore robbery?
What is audio design? Like sounds of swords hitting, I'm guessing guns shooting, and like...
Everything that I assume pretty much doesn't involve music.
Yeah, I'm shocked that Last of Us won that. As soon as I saw like all these like Last of Us winning it, I was like, game of the year is going to be Last of Us. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, let me here. I'll do a full count. How many Last of Us won? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Damn. And I think it was nominated for like 8.
Yeah.
So it did pretty well.
I think we all disagree on this one as well.
Best score or music?
Blue had Final Fantasy, Mr. Fruit had Hades, and I had Doom.
Final Fantasy won.
Congratulations,
Blue.
Bloggers.
Congrats.
GG.
No surprise. Japan knows how to make music, get video game music.
They do.
Best art direction.
Blue had Tsushima, Mr. Fruit had Tsushima, and I had Tsushima.
God.
And one of them wasn't robbed. Let's go. Let's go, Tsushima.
If that had lost, that would have been a travesty. A modern day travesty.
Literally, we got one. That was it.
This is the one. That's okay.
You know what? Because if that one got robbed, I would have been on Twitter.
I lied. Hey, we got Player's Choice Game of the Year. Let's go.
That's the only one that matters.
Best narrative. Blue had Final Fantasy VII, Mr. Fruit had Tsushima, and I had Hades.
The Last was Part Two.
Now this is the one
that
I disagree with the most.
Unbelievable.
I like it, Blue's like, meh.
Because as much as the game has a lot of achievements, the narrative was not one of them.
I could have written that. Like, I don't know, dude.
Here's what I'll
like,
say to all the Last of Us stuff. I haven't played it. I can't judge it. So, like, best narrative, whatever. Here's what I know, though. It's just I just know how good Tsushima was. So I'm not upset Last of Us won. I'm just upset Tsushima didn't win.
I'm just upset how the characters I loved and grew with in the first game were treated like fucking trash. Not even trash. Like, the trash bag, you know, was treated as if it's a trash bag. You know? What the hell? Like... I don't get it, dude. Like,
it's not even just, it's not necessarily that for me. It's just the way that everything is written is like, I don't know, like some, like they were like, let's try and assassinate, let's do character assassination for every character, and people were like, oh, so brave, and it's like, what are you, that's just bad writing.
Yeah, that's not brave, that's not just like subverting expectations. God.
Yeah, that's like literally that Last of Us 2 is literally Game of Thrones final season the whole way through. It's just, seriously. Oh, my expectations were so subverted. It's like, they just copped out.
It's just so interesting because this game is so divisive. It's like you got the, this is incredible, this is a masterpiece. And then you've got the, like, they could not have messed this up more.
Oh, actually, yeah. I will say one thing that still makes me angry to this day is, please don't, I hate the fact that this won best narrative. There was the entire trans storyline in this game, like, actually made me so angry because it's literally like, yeah, I'm a white dude who knows what trans people go through. And like, let's just like do like this weird, like pain porn of like, oh, this, like, let's just fucking make sure the trans character has literally nothing ever good happen to them. Everything awful is going to happen to this character. Oh, my name's Neil Druckmann. I totally know what it's like. I'm a white dude. And it's like, God.
Yeah,
just I was go away, I was bro. Really this is one. God, the entire storyline is just like still makes me cringe.
You played the game, like you played it, or did you just like watch it and kind of like just read it along?
I mean, I eventually played it because I was like, I might as well actually play it. And yeah. I was just, that entire storyline just still makes me,
yeah,
like clearly you had nobody actually who knows about these stories write that story. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I felt very weird about it.
And then this one too, I have a problem with too. Game direction. Blue was Final Fantasy. Mr. Fruit was Alex, and I was Alex.
And it was The Last of Us Part 2. I can't speak to its game direction. I know nothing about
it's
it.
Okay. It's okay. You know what? It's poggers.
And game direction, why treat your first characters like that, man? That's not brave. That's just like shitting on fans, you know. But I don't know. I'm not a writer, though. You know what I mean? And then the big one,
game of the year.
Blue with Final Fantasy, Mr. Fruit with Tsushima, and myself with Tsushima.
And we love to see it. Ghost of Tsushima. Everybody lost. Is the Last of Us Part 2.
Unlucky.
I mean, I only say everyone lost because, again, I don't know The Last of Us, and I just know how torn it is. And it's so bizarre to me that a game that 50-50 could be Game of the Year. When, like, because when I think of Game of the Year, I think almost, like, across the board, like, there's really no discussing it, you know? Like, you might have problems with it, but, like, it's still a fantastic game. So, again, I'm mainly just upset because Tsushima didn't win.
Yeah.
Not because Last of Us won. Hades would have been cool too.
I think we did pretty decent. I can go through these and get a tally. Like, let's see, Christian, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got 10.
This fruit's popping off.
Yeah. Sure, let's go.
All right, and now we'll start with Blue. Blue got
like none.
1.
That's cool.
2. 3.
Oh.
4.
Okay.
5.
Go on then.
6.
Oh.
7.
Wait, 8. Don't stop.
Wow.
You got 8.
Okay.
Dude, 8 silver. I'll take the pedestal.
I got 1.
Oh boy.
2.
Let's go, Rob.
3.
Let's go, Rob.
4, I knew you could do it. Let's go. 5,
let's go, Rob.
6.
Keep going.
Seven.
Don't stop.
He's not stopping. 8, he's not stopping.
Oh, shoot.
9.
He's not stopping.
I got 9.
Oh, shit. Wait, so I'm the only loser.
Congratulations.
You got bronze. Thank you. Literally,
the Game Awards predictor of the year.
You're tuned in.
All I say is thanks, League of Legends. Because literally, I'm just so upset. Tsushima won one thing.
Yeah.
Brutal, man. But
it's a cold world out there.
Congrats, The Last of Us Part 2. I mean, especially for the people who worked on it. You know?
Yeah.
regardless, they still put a lot of time and effort into it. So,
speaking of game of the year, Mr. Fruit, are you currently playing the game of the year right now?
I am currently indulging in Cyberpunk 2077 now that it has officially released. Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I haven't played it, and Blue has not played it. I'm going to assume this is a spoiler-free,
yeah,
pseudo kind of review of what you like so far.
I mean, literally, like, I'm 15 minutes past the prologue, which is about the first 7 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and, well, the prologue... most of what you've seen has been the prologue. So I don't really know what comes after this. But like everything you've ever seen from bits before and stuff, yeah, it has all been the prologue. And the prologue can mainly differ. So I chose, there's three options, of course. I chose Street Kid, but you could be Nomad or Corpo. And so how the beginning of the game would have been and stuff would have been completely different. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what those look like, but I was Street Kid. I will say, on a computer, max settings, beautiful. Game is gorgeous. It's next gen.
2080 Ti, you're eating.
Yeah, RTX, DLSS, whole bit. We're getting 60 plus frames with max everything.
Wait, it's good with like the two Titans or whatever? Or you don't have that anymore, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Your new computer is not like the DSi or whatever.
Oh, no, SLI no longer. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just a 2080 RTX and it's poggers. Looks great. Plays great. It is like kind of mentioned before, it is an RPG first. It is an RPG second. It is an RPG third. And then it's a shooter fourth. No, but like I think people have the wrong misconception, like
that you're going to pop pop pop.
Just nonstop. Like,
I definitely saw a lot of people talking about how much they didn't like the shooting mechanics, and I haven't played it yet, so I'm hoping I'll be positive.
The tough thing to say too is that like I have nothing invested skill tree wise, or like I'm pretty low level still, so it's hard to say like what shooting will feel like, you know, end game. It's pretty rough. Yeah.
That's why I said like whatever trailers I ever saw of it, like the shooting mechanic never ever like blew me away to the point where I was like, wow, that looks like fun to play. Like
it's bearable. It's just
the story mechanics and like the story driven narrative that is what is pushing that game.
But for me it's just like, well, one, I played on hard, probably part of the problem.
I feel like that, but
Then so many like the side quests I want to do, it's very RPG in that it's like, yo, this is hard, and you're like, whatever, dude, I'm a gamer. No, it's hard as in like this would take you like, let's say you could kill this guy in 5 bullets. It was the bullet sponge you're talking about. You could kill this guy in 5 bullets. Oh well, now he's gonna take like 200, and like in 2 shots he'll kill you. So it's kind of that thing where, like, I just want it, like, a new side quest. Let's do it. Danger extremely high. I literally just show up to the quest. Like, quest started. Oh! Like, I'm already dead. Which is understandable, though, like, the way they want it. But it was like...
yeah, that's, like, that's okay. Like, I don't want to be able to beat extremely, like...
But so, part of it is getting through that. And unless you're like actively doing the main missions throughout the prologue, you're leveling pretty slowly. So I eventually just started knocking out the missions to get through the prologue. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the story's awesome. Like the RPG aspect, role playing, being able to interact with the world. It's dope. It's very like, it is easily the most full open world there's ever been. Yeah.
Wow.
Because the thing, too, is, like, not only is it what you see, it's super vertical. which a lot of other open worlds aren't. Now, it's not the case of open world where it's like, literally, like, you see that building?
You can go in that door and you can like open that
door.
You
can go on every floor. You can buy from every shop.
Every door, every floor has a livable society, you know, like people working in there.
It's definitely not that level. And like some of it isn't entirely true. Like I remember them saying a couple months ago, like there were like 1,000+ AI that had each of their own individual like schedules on the day. And like you could follow them and see their life. That's not true. For the most part, it's very much just like they got like 100 different faces that'll just pop up in the crowd.
Yeah.
With like a few obviously more special people. But so like some of that, and like every, let's say, like there's always things happening in places like marketplaces, but not like every shop, for instance, you can shop at, or like not every food place you can order food from. And some people are upset with that. I'm not really. I'm not like that deep. Like, bro, I can't order it. Like,
I'm not trying to live in that world.
Yeah.
Just yet. I don't think video games are quite at that.
I mean, I'm literally like, there's a good probably 100+ places I could buy food from. You know how many I've done? None. Well, that's not really, because like part of it, it's not even that big of a deal. Like of all the things to focus on, like something like that, I wouldn't really put as the biggest thing. The one I would do is like, the gunplay. I'm literally specking in the katana blade because that's more fun. I'm just slicing and dicing. And granted, I die really quick, so I'm working on that. But like some of the guns, and again, it might be because like I've gotten some guns where it's like, oh.
But it sounds like you're like a melee character, so like it sounds like you're supposed to suck at shooting.
I've only started investing in the blades because I started investing in the rifles, and then I was like, okay, I give up on that. And I'm also heavily spec'd to crafting. But so much of it is locked for a while. So I'm like, I put all the skills in crafting and I can't craft anything. It feels bad. Like, you know, I've just been crafting little sniper rifles and reselling them, making a profit.
Meanwhile, your chat's like, yo, you should expect it to crafting. You should wait like a little bit, like to two more levels to do the craft. I hate that. That's why I like streaming those games. I can't. I will soon, but I just haven't yet.
But like talking to characters, it's really cool. Like if you're interested in story, there's always like the main dialogue you can get through. But then every time there's going to be like 3-4 other options on each one where you can get more backstory and get talking more, which is fun. So you can like immerse yourself as much or as little as you want in the story and stuff. Again, the city is gorgeous. Like seriously,
Have you left the city?
For a little while. Yeah, I was getting chased by the cops.
How big is the map? Like how much of the map would you say you've explored?
Oh, not that much. It's big. I'll tell you that.
That's good.
Well, and it feels even bigger too because of how dense it is. Like GTA might be a bigger map, but it's not as dense as Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
And then of course PC graphically, I think it looks phenomenal.
I saw some meme posts about
like, PlayStation. Well, that's why I'll get to the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
And aside from that, I'm really enjoying it as like an open world thing. There's tons of stuff to always do. Like every 100 feet. There's something happening. You could do like there's a side quest here, there's a hustle here, there's a burglary going call here, blah, blah. Like there's always something to do, which is fun. I get very sidetracked very easily. The gunplay isn't strong. Like that's literally like at first I was like, man, I just want some action. And now I'm kind of like, ugh, gunfight coming up. Pulling out my katana.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why like maybe when I spec further, but it's pretty rough right now. Kind of it almost feels like ghost bullets sometimes. Some of it's super crazy to handle, and on the other hand the lighting is like so realistic. So RTX whatever, like I remember I was trying to shoot somebody with my sniper. I had my scope on him. I was under the highway and I was looking at him, but they were in front of where the highway was leading out, so it was just whitewashed. I would have couldn't see where I was shooting. I was like, God, I swear I'm shooting him. And it's like, so that bit's funny. All around though, I would say it's solid. So far, would I go as far to say, you know, it's the game everyone hyped it up to be? No, because that's literally not possible. It couldn't have been the game it hyped up to be. I'm enjoying it so far. Right now, I'd give it like 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought it would be. You know,
eight
that's
good. Logos out of 10.
For me, that's good. That's what I think it should be around, and I'm glad to hear that. That's good.
Like, it does everything really well for me, aside from the shooting at times. And there have been some glitches and bugs. I've never crashed once. I've had some weird glitches where, like, I'll be in a story quest and I was literally just in a part where, like, you have to go into this, like, stripper place, whatever. And they're like, you got to keep all your weapons out here. I put them in a locker. Yeah. Put them in a locker. I enter. And immediately, all the security guards, all the cameras are like, get him! And I'm like, what? So, like, I would die and respawn. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. And it would be stuck like that for, like, three times. So I'm, like, having to, like, run with no weapons trying to do this thing. Little to find out, like, that's not at all how that was supposed to happen. So there's, like, these weird glitches every now and then. And some funny audio glitches. Where just, like, you don't hear gunfire. Or, like, there's this scene where you're in this helicopter. There's no noises. Like, you just hear someone, like, smoking a cigarette. Like,
just,
and you're sitting like in a chain gun at the top of like a skyscraper, and you don't even hear it. It just hey, and like a line of dialogue, and you're just in a helicopter. I'm shooting at you, and you can't hear anything. So there's glitches, of course. But yeah, I still think people hyped it up to an unimaginable level. And on top of that, it's funny where people are like, release the game already. And it comes out and they're broken. They're like, you shouldn't release the game. So it's like, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. There are people are having a lot of different issues. And I will say the one that I can't really defend is the console performance. Specifically yeah. Last gen. Because you can just look up some videos of that. And I'm like, we're playing different games. And I mean, to be fair, like, I'm high end. Like, for me, as a high end PC gamer, it's finally, I'm like, man, I have something to finally use my hardware on. Like, I wish more people would develop like this. But obviously, they got a multi market. And the problem is, you go to like PS4 and Xbox One, which granted, people are, you know, 7 year old consoles. But this game's been in development for what, 5-6 years? Which at the time would have been in development for those consoles.
Yeah.
And the thing, too, is, like, look at some other open-world games, like Red Dead, for instance. Still runs phenomenal. Now, granted, still different things. Like, people say, like, graphically and stuff, Red Dead looks better. True. But a big thing, too, is, like, Red Dead's open world is sparse. It's literally the Wild West. Cyberpunk's is the exact opposite. It's literally as much as you can get in as little. So, like, there's definitely differences between them. So it's not completely fair. But they've been developing this for how long?
I love for the, this the Jurassic Park like accordion music that they use. Like,
oh yeah, like
it's bad.
It's and some people are saying it's not as bad for them, and people have. But like overall, like if I only had a PS4 and Xbox One, and I was excited for this game, I'd be so disappointed.
I would be extremely disappointed too. And then like I feel bad for the people that are like, well, you should have expected this because it's on a PS4. Well, that like that it was. This was announced for PS4.
Well, yeah, and
this
like
was always here, supposed to be made for this console.
Let me run some Ghost of Tsushima footage, which is on the PS4. Like that's what they can look like still. And so, yeah, it's just and it's shady specifically because for all the review people, they only gave them PC codes. No one was allowed to touch consoles. They didn't have any like word about consoles. So all the reviews came in for the PC game. The only people that could get feedback and gameplay was from the PC. So then at release, people are kind of like, oh, this is why you weren't showing it. And it kind of feels
why you didn't send out any console codes.
Yeah, it feels pretty misleading. And I would have to agree.
Yeah, it didn't look pretty. But and then like you can't just say you should have had a PS5. This was going to be made for the PS4, always was planned to be made for these consoles. And I just feel bad for the people that feel like in order to get Cyberpunk now, they have to have a PS5 or an Xbox S now.
Well, the thing too is right now on these next gen consoles, it's not very different at all because the next gen patch hasn't been pushed out yet. I think that comes down like a month or two, which like fully optimizes it for next gen. So really it's not vastly different. Like, literally, just console gamers in general right now are just kind of getting shafted. Yeah. And, like, I feel for you guys. Which, like, is ironic because, man, well, that was the PC's life forever. Oh, like, circa 4 years ago, before, yeah, we would always just get the bad ports. And I'd be like, well, it sucks for you, we're on console. Like, well, guess what happens when they freaking code and work on PC first? I get a sick game, and then I feel sad for you.
Yeah. Do we want to, is there anything else you want to touch on Cyberpunk before we move on to Patreon questions? Are you going to make like a Let's Play on it, or is it kind of just a stream only thing, or?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, how do you feel about content on the game? Like, is there content to be made or what?
It's a super heavy RPG, dialogue heavy game. So like I interject and do what I can where I can. The most of it's when I'm just like roaming out and about, but like for instance, like the prologue missions, like for when the final prologue mission started until the end where I finally see the title screen. And then I get to touch the controller, you know, myself. I mean, that alone was like an hour and 15 minutes probably. And that's like an hour and 15 minutes on rails, because it's like, that's like your main story RPG mission, lots of dialogue, stuff happening. So it's very much like that. So like if people can make content on that, go for it. Yeah. I might upload a Let's Play. Probably won't, because again, I still have the Nuzlocke going and stuff. I'm having fun, but also at the same time, I think the problem too is just games in general right now. Like, I sit down, I play about 2.5 hours, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's like me with like almost any game now, like an hour into most games right now. I'm like, that's only an hour.
I was talking to some high school kids.
Just a boomer.
I was talking to some high school kids about like being a content creator and stuff. And that was like my thing is like, I think someone was like, how awesome is it that you could just play like 6 hours of eight hours of video games a day? I was like, it's like, I don't. I was like, I do like 3 or 4 hours. And then I'm like, oh, like, I got to get off. I'm tired.
A different beast. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. And maybe, you know, maybe I would have. It is different consuming it on like streaming, because I have to play a little bit differently, or like if I make this mistake, I was like, and everyone just expects you to play perfect. Like some people are like, dude, your aim is garbage. I'm like, bro, this ain't Destiny or Apex, or like this thing's got, it's not as it's fluid.
Yeah.
Shooting isn't its forte. But it's cool, and don't get me wrong, like leveling, the skill trees, the skill per you're cool. You know me, I'm a sucker for that stuff. So that stuff's cool.
Well, we'll start with the Patreon questions. Thank you all the stands for writing in today. Z-Train asks, my wife would like to know what your guys' favorite podcast to listen to besides the 10-star podcast that is GG Over Easy. I don't watch every Joe Rogan podcast, but like it just depends on who the guest is. Like if I'm more interested on who the guest is. I used to listen to Tom Segura's podcast a lot, but then he got like in some sort of accident or something, and he hasn't like been podcasting lately, and has like been in the hospital. So get well soon, Tom.
So, quit being selfish and make some more, dude.
Get well soon, Tom.
God. I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a podcast in a while. Because I used to listen to it when I was working out. And there's a period where I wasn't working out. And I've been working out again. But while I work out, I just listen/watch the Dragon Ball FighterZ World Tournament. So I haven't listened to podcasts. When I did, same thing. It was like Joe Rogan, if the guest was interesting. I really like it when it's like... not so much celebrities, but people in like super specific fields. Yeah, like scientists.
Sleep guy.
You like engineers. Yeah, just any interesting guest that has like something you would never think about. But their whole life is about it. And you get to hear this really cool story. That, and I will admit, I've listened to a few episodes of Real Gamer Hours. I think two.
Bentash.
Yeah, Bentash, Kakis, and True Vanguard.
Yeah, they're all great guys.
So if you want to learn... If you want like a more Destiny podcast, well, there you go. And they don't just sit there and whine about it like us.
They love it.
He's up.
What about you, Blue?
I haven't been listening to podcasts lately. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
The only podcast I've listened to is the GG Over Easy podcast, the only five-star rated podcast on the Apple iTunes store.
Jake from Evolve PCs asks, Blue, what's your motivation to keep playing Final Fantasy 14? I started with Pug to Monk, switched to Sam after ARR, then Gunbreaker during HW. But my motivation to play has just died. I think it's mostly because I have no one to play with, and most of the FCs now just do RP Party Finder. I don't know what I just read.
I'm so sorry about the RP Party Finder.
What is that?
RP Party. So RP is like
LFG.
No, well, Party Finder is like LFG. It's like an
role
MLG,
play though. RP is role play.
RP is role play. So it's like, I'm a filthy cat boy. Please come into my apartment.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I want to play Final Fantasy 14.
Final Fantasy has a weird RP community. I stay away from that. Look, okay, but honestly, part of the reason why I stayed so far into the game is because I had so many friends to play with. But now my motivator is all the end game, like all the raids and stuff. So I like kind of LFG'd for my own static and like found a bunch of homies, or I found new friends, poggers. But as far as like,
wow. I haven't made a new friend in a while.
I don't know. I think
I'll be friends.
I wasn't that crazy into the game until I played Gunbreaker, and I was like, yo, this is my class. This is my job. I have to play Gunbreaker 24/7. I have to eat, sleep, and breathe Gunbreaker. When I go to sleep, I think about doing my Gunbreaker rotation. So,
and go up your gun.
And that kept me going. I don't know. You might find a job that you like better. I would play a bunch of them and see if you like them, but like if you're just not like that into the story and you're just like kind of falling out of it, like it's not a bad thing. Maybe you're just not at, don't force yourself to keep playing it. I think the story is dope. When you get to Heavensward, Stormblood, and Shadowbringer stories are all dope. Mm-hmm. But definitely a lot of the reason I got so far into the game is because I had a lot of friends to play with.
I think that's the story of my life for almost every game.
Yeah.
If my friends are playing it,
because all my friends play it,
I'm more likely to buckle down.
Dreggy asks, question for Blue. I've been trying to get into an MMORPG recently, and it's between WoW and Final Fantasy 14. Why should I choose Final Fantasy 14 over World of Warcraft?
Okay.
First off, Blue, this is Square Enix. Your payment is on its way.
So, one, it's better. Two, it's better. Three, the people who made WoW Classic are not developing the current WoW, and they suck at developing MMOs. That's why you should play Final Fantasy 14.
Although, you know what's crazy? Is apparently, what is this new expansion for WoW?
Shadowlands?
Apparently people like it a lot, yeah. Apparently
it's the fastest PC-selling game of all time.
Wait, it's what?
Yeah,
fastest-selling PC game of all time.
Shadowlands is the fastest selling PC game of all time.
Really?
It's like 3.8 million in the first day.
People fucking stand WoW, bro. Dude, I missed that boat. I missed that boat. You know what I mean?
I almost missed the MMO boat, and then I got into Final Fantasy, so.
I still haven't found it.
Also, it's a much prettier game. You should play it because it's way prettier.
It is way cooler.
Also, there's way more to the jobs than in WoW. I know WoW, there's a lot to jobs in WoW, but in Final Fantasy, like, mastering your job, there's, like, a way higher skill ceiling.
I just want Shark to bust in here and be like, wait a
second. Wait dude, a second, I'll have you know Destiny 2 is the best MMO.
I don't think anyone's going to disagree who's played both that Final Fantasy rating, there's, like, way more to it than WoW rating.
I will say this, though.
Mechanic-wise.
Lore-wise, and, like, universe world building wise, I like WoW more.
Yeah.
But
Rezok Ascending asks, seeing that all three of you have pets, what's the funniest thing that you've ever seen them do? Also, please post more pics of them on Twitter.
Okay, hold up. Repeat that.
So we all have pets. Like, what's the funniest thing you've ever seen like Boomy do?
When I put those stupid dog goggles on him, to be honest, I couldn't stop laughing. It wasn't even what he did. It just
kind of... Yeah, it was just like he was just probably just sitting there with goggles on and you're just dying.
I was actually dying. Yeah, I don't know. I just put the stupid dog sunglass goggles on, which are actually very good for your dogs, apparently. And I was like, God, you look so stupid. I love you.
You're just dying. The funniest thing I've ever seen Max do. Well, Max is 18, so he's just old. So he doesn't really like do anything fun. I mean, like,
he's boring.
I mean, he's not boring, but like he likes these like zip ties, like things that like hold bread together. So like I'll just like throw this like that, and then he'll like stalk it, and then he'll come up to it, and he'll do like a quick little, and then like run away. He'll do a little, and then go. That's pretty funny.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break. Appa is definitely my mischief maker. He loves, hates football for some reason. Never freaks out. Never freaks out against anything else on TV. But you turn on football. You only have to sit. You could have it muted. And he just looks up there. Then they hike the ball and he jumps down. Like, it's like nothing's happened. Like, he loses his mind.
So do you watch football with him then? Or,
yeah,
or
it's still funny.
Is it nonstop? Every snap?
Yeah, like you can kind of, or like he'll be laying down and you'll watch him and he'll be looking at a thing and you'll just wait. And they snap the ball. He also, well, as you guys know, he has like a funny, he almost sounds like a seal when yeah. when he like barks,
yes,
and stuff.
He does.
But yeah, he'll do this one like, thing. When Olive's being like territorial and he wants to come up, but he's like mad at her or whatever, like kind of anxious, he'll like point his head up like he's going to howl. And he doesn't make a noise. And he'll come back down and then he'll go back up and he goes, oh. Like he has the derpiest howl I've ever heard. And like then on top of that,
doesn't hit the note at all.
Just. No, it's just like the derpy. Like you don't sound like a dog, dude. And then on top of that, he has way too much energy and is so uncoordinated. So, like our first floor is all like vinyl wood. So when he comes down the stairs, he always goes too fast and he'll hit and he'll try and break and he just runs into the wall. Or like on the island, he gets really excited in the kitchen and he'll like know someone's home and try and like he literally just Tokyo drifts in the corners, yeah, just like wax and then just keeps going. He like unfazed, but he was like,
that sounds like a story my dad used to do with his dog when my dad was a kid. My grandparents have this super long hallway where it's just like wood. And my dad would put his dog all the way at one end, and then like the door to the house would be all the way at the other end. And he'd be like, come on, Nogi. And Nogi would start running from that end, full sprint, bro, to that door. And my dad would just close it right before he got to it. And you would just hear like the brakes and then just boom, like right on the door. This is really funny. That poor little dog. They had so much fun. That sounds like Appa though. He flies down the stairs. He jumps off like the sixth step too. Like he doesn't walk down the last like five steps, he'll jump off like
Appa.
It's so
know
fun
what he's doing.
It's hilarious. Okay, we talked about Cyberpunk, we talked about the Star Wars projects. Did you guys grow up with any Christmas traditions that you really enjoyed? My family would always go driving to look at Christmas life in pajamas with popcorn and white chocolate, then watch White Christmas.
I think we 100% answered this last Christmas. But quick reiteration, my thing was always, my brothers and I wake up at like 4, we watch A Christmas Story, wake my parents up at like 6:30, open up the presents. All the presents would be coded, so we never knew whose was who. It was like whatever my mom coded it that year. And then we would have breakfast, like some special food, and then we would always go see a doubleheader in the movie theaters.
I'm trying to start one with Sydney today, actually, because today we had the first snow of December, I believe. On the first snow of December, I'm going to allow the person in my household to open one gift. Because it's like the first snow of Christmas. So when you open up your first gift, it feels like it's Christmas because it's snowing. I like that.
Yeah, my Claire's gift came yesterday. She answered it. and it was not wrapped in a default box like you would think it was, and instead pretty much just said what it was everywhere on the box.
No way.
And she comes up and she goes, why did you get like a so-and-so? And I was like, I didn't. What? Like, that's... I was like, okay.
Did she know?
Yeah, at this point I was like, yeah, you wait for like 2 weeks, pretend you're surprised.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, yesterday so I was stupid. Like, do not look in the mail. Like, I make sure like you don't know what it is. What about you, Blue?
My family pretty much just has a shit ton of people over, which rip, that's not happening this year. Shout out COVID. My family would always have a shit ton of people because we're Latin and that's what we do. And just eat a shit ton of food and make a shit ton of noise and have a, see a bunch of old fucking grandpas in the backyard get super drunk and wasted. Oh, it's great. And then my mom would play, actually, hold up. Not my mom. And then we'd have some fucking...
I thought you were about to play it, whatever it was.
Some playlist with Vicente Fernandez in the background at some point. And you know what? That was our Christmas.
Simpler times.
Simpler times. Shout out COVID. That's not happening. I'm celebrating on my own, eating a ham in my room. Let's go.
Gang, gang.
Aniro asks, my little sister said she would like a Roblox video from you guys. Can you make it happen? Oof. I don't know what we can do in Roblox. Like, I have no idea. And I didn't realize Roblox was so crazily popular.
Dude, I always knew it was popular, but like, god damn, I didn't realize it was like actually like Minecraft popular.
Yeah, it is. Punk says, do you guys remember getting your first shot at the doctor's office? Do you guys took it like a champ or did you cry like a baby? I can't really recall my first shot. I can recall my first physical and how uncomfortable I was to pull down my Power Rangers underwear. I was like, she's like, take down your pants. And I did. And then she's like, your underwear too. And I was like,
sorry, what?
Not my Power Rangers underwear.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, say, I think I've always been good with shots. As long as I don't watch.
Yeah, I did. Oh, dude, yeah, literally same. I don't think I've ever like freaked out at shots, but I don't even remember why I look away from shots now. I think I just always not like needles.
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't like look at it.
Yeah, I gotta look away.
I can like feel like the burn or the pinch or whatever it is. But
we'll say one nice thing about working out though has been because I used to like I specifically remember. I was getting all these tests done on me because I have like inflamed lymph nodes and they never knew why. So as a kid, they were doing tests, didn't figure out why. I think I told the story too because then afterwards, that's when I got SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. Sick. Anyway, they were trying to take my blood and this girl missed like 7 times.
Oh no.
And I'm just a little kid and I'm like, I'm sitting there and my mom at some point was really just like, can we get a new nurse?
Yeah.
And so they had to get a new nurse. Yeah. And they did my other arm and finally did it. But so now what's happened is because of working out and stuff and your vasodilation and stuff, my veins just pop out. So like, for instance, when I did like COVID antibodies, she's like, you have such nice veins. It was super easy. Didn't even have to like, I mean, they're super obvious. She's like,
you want some steroids, sir?
Because then it was funny because I was sitting there next to me was Claire doing it. And they were there for like 15 minutes trying to like pretty much having the same problem I did when I was having a kid.
Well, because you said Claire doesn't like to drink water, right? So like, I bet her veins are like
we can't find.
That's what they said with Cindy's. Her veins are like nothing because she never drinks water.
Drink water, kids.
Dynamite. Oh no, that's Star Wars Arc News. We already answered that.
Wait. That reminds me, real quick. There was this game announced. It's like dragon multiplayer game.
Oh,
not gonna lie.
Well, the next question I was gonna hear this next question, we'll get to that. Z Train asks, what new games did you guys find most interesting from the video game awards? We'll start with you, Mr. Fruit.
Well, actually, two things. So there was that, I forget what it was called, it's like Conquer or Conquest, something.
It was cool, dragon flying.
It's literally just like a PvP game, apparently, and you ride a dragon. And you fight other dragon riders. What else do I need to say? Like in medieval times. Like it's made for me. Yeah, he's made for me. That game and then Hood. Honestly, looks really cool.
Was that like the Robin Hood-esque kind of game or whatever?
It's also like a multiplayer online game. It's like a heist game.
MMORPG, right?
It's just
like a co-op.
Yeah, but apparently there might be PvP matches too. I don't know. But like it's essentially... like you and 3 other people, there's classes, and then you try and like pull off heists. You're like Robin Hood and other people essentially, and you like have to make your claim, become more famous and stuff. Looks cool to me.
I thought that
here it is. Oh, new game. Medieval. All right, I'm there.
Just a place, and it's that meme of free. Yeah. It's like place medieval.
That new A Way Out game from the people who made A Way Out, where it was like that co-op, like that looked cool. Yeah, that looked cool. That Crimson one or something.
Yeah,
I thought that looked pretty cool.
I did too, but I was sitting there like, why does this developer sound so familiar? I looked online, and I know why. It's like this Chinese company that none of the Western games come really to fruition, or like it's always scuffed. So
but what I appreciated, it was like, this is actual in-game footage, and it looked actual in-game because it looked super choppy and super shitty. But it's like at least
I love this.
Well, and I appreciated that because it didn't just look super perfect and starling. Like I was like, okay, it's like realistic. So like I thought that looked cool. I forget what it's called. Crimson something. Crimson Drivers or something like that. Or...
I mean, I'll be honest. Whenever, like, because I didn't catch the show live. I had to watch it all later. Mm-hmm. And so when I was looking, like, oh, new cinematic trailer. I'm just like, skip. I don't care. Like, gameplay trailer. Okay. Yeah. Like, the cinematic literally means nothing to me. It means nothing.
It means nothing anymore. Especially with Cyberpunk, with their cinematic in 2013. You know, like.
But, like, any game, really. Yeah, it's like. And I'm tired of people announcing games like 6 years out. Like this new Mass Effect. Literally, it was like, hey, we'll make more Mass Effects.
Cool.
Thanks.
What about you, Blue? Anything?
I don't know. Nothing like really grabbed me, to be honest. It was honestly the Sephiroth reveal, and then like I just didn't remember the rest of it. I watched the whole thing through, too. So I'm sorry.
There's that
new Sephiroth game in Smash is tight though.
There is that like Left 4 Dead 3 spiritual successor, but isn't Left 4 Dead 3?
What was it called?
Blood for Blood.
Back for Blood or something.
Back for Blood, something like that.
I remember that was probably the one I was most interested in.
They were showing that, and I was like, you know what? It's time for like a new zombie like game. I feel like we're ready for it. And then there were like four other games that were zombie shooters.
Yeah, there's
that
like
night.
Four zombies.
I was like, never mind. Like, never mind. I guess everybody else thought that too. That we're we're ready for a new zombie kind of game. Like,
well, that's what I noticed all night is like everything was like, hey, what if we made Left 4 Dead? And I was like, God, that's another four player co-op Left 4 Dead. Like, four player co-op Left 4 Dead. That's another. Weird. There's another four player co-op Left 4 Dead. Like,
Mew has a question for Fruit. Says, what's your main in League, and did they get affected by the item changes that much?
All right, Chief, I'm gonna hit you with the truth. I've yet to play the preseason, the new season.
No.
What does that mean?
So, like, League was just in its season 8 or whatever. Every year, there's a new season, and every year there's a preseason essentially before the new season starts. It's essentially like Worlds, is like the end of that season. And they start a new one. And it starts in like January. And then in between is preseason. And they essentially upload a lot of the stuff they've worked on. And it's like
PTR kind of stuff?
It's almost like PTR, but live. And so they've always done overhauls. Like, for instance, from like season 3 to season 4, whatever, was like the graphical overhaul. Like the new map, new graphics, all that stuff. Like season 5 or whatever, it's like Juggernauts, blah, blah, blah. New dragons, all this kind of stuff. This year, it's all these item changes, and it literally just like turns the game upside down. Because it's like, oh, all the stuff you learned,
relearn it,
pretty much. Because like, that's the hard part is I know what every champion does, right? But now that they have these different items, and these items give you different stats, and some of these have special activatable things, and they've added these things called mythic items, which you can only have one of in your inventory, which give you like crazy things. So now you're like, okay. Well, back in the day, this tank couldn't kill me. But now this tank just killed me in a second. How does that even work? Like, so you're having to relearn. So I haven't even played yet. I'm going to wait until the full thing comes out.
Who's your main?
Don't have one, as in every game. I literally have...
He fills, baby.
Yeah, like, I literally have every champion. I literally have, like, five
games. All right? And you're trying out for TSM, and you've got to pick your... Who you picking?
Like Kha'Zix.
Okay.
I guess him or Draven or Udyr, I think I have the most games on.
All right. But you know, so you have no idea?
No.
If okay. I think we have one more question. From Likeable Hydra. Is there any games, aside from The Last of Us 2, that you didn't think deserved an award but didn't? Or deserved an award but didn't?
What?
Is there any game, aside from The Last of Us 2, that you think deserved to win an award but didn't? I think they meant didn't deserve to, because they put Last of Us 2. Yeah. So they're contradicting themselves. I think they meant, like, is there another thing you didn't think they should have won? Like, is there someone that won that shouldn't have won, I guess? If they're saying, like, The Last of Us 2.
Like, someone else who, like, just robbed everyone else?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think there was any other category where I was like, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, some of The Last of Us, really the ones that were just kind of robs were, to me, some of The Last of Us ones, but that was really about it. Oh, and I guess the best family game, because I still don't understand what they exactly meant. And the best fighting game. And the best fighting game. Why couldn't we just go with a new one? Not just like repackaged with all the DLC or whatever. Like,
yeah. But, that'll do it for the Patreon questions and do it for episode 64 of the GG Over Easy podcast. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me at Blue Usso.
You guys can find me at Rob.
And you can find me on the toilet in about 2 minutes. This has been the GG Over Easy podcast. Thank you very much for listening and or watching. Supporting us however you do. Hope you guys enjoy your week, and we'll see you next Sunday. Deuces.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.